everybody. This is Stephen D. from StephenD.net, here to do episode 23 of the Stephen D. podcast. Today, I will begin a two-part deathmatch game podcast. Since deathmatch is kind of a long game, I'm going to play the first two levels today, and then I will play the rest of it next Sunday on episode 24. Alright, so I'm going to click on the game. It's loading up. Takes about, I think 20 seconds. Oh!
Project Alpha main menu.
Than I thought it would. He might have fixed that
sleep mode on
when he updated it. Alright. So,
new game.
Gonna make a new game.
Select slot 5.
And slot 5, because I'm using the version that's in the Dropbox folder, so I'm not going to do it in slot 1 because I think somebody's already using that.
Slot 5.
The beginning right now. Well, alrighty then.
Well, we are stranded. We appear to be the only two left from the Nova 4S crew. The first thing we need to do is find a way out of here and into the lobby.
Alright. So I'm moving right here. Right now. Oh.
Enter is the use button for opening doors at...
Yeah, I know that. It's the use button. Alright. Well, hold on. There we go.
HMM. That door on the other side appears to be missing a battery. Check the upper lobby for anything we could use to power the door. Here. Ladders in the game contain valuable items that can only be gotten by exploring.
Yeah, well, I already know.
There is a ladder here.
Okay, there, so I'm going up the here. Ladder. Oh, and there's a battery to the left I'm going to...
Here. Lost.
Yeah, that's telling me that I can press C to check my coordinates.
Battery. Good. That battery you picked up should be enough to power the door. Come back down and use the battery. There is a ladder here.
So I just walked to the ladder and then just went down while it was talking. And, basically, when it told me to use the battery, it means I have to press I to go to my inventory, go select the battery and click enter. And I'm at the other side, so I'm gonna do that.
Inventory, battery.
Here it goes. Alright, now I can open the door. Oh, another one. So it was a hallway I was just
there
in,
you
it
are.
Sounded like it.
Let me explain the situation. This ship, Red Warp, appears to have suffered a complete disaster with dark matter, and I can't find any survivors on board. Many of the ship's systems are failing. In order to find out which ones, I need you to use the security computer.
And that little beeping you hear to the right is the computer. I'm getting closer to it. There it is.
Computer system support for Federation Colossatio vessel, Red Warp. Engines, inoppositable. Gravity field gyratio system, disabled.
Dark matter.
Overall ship status, failing. HMM. That doesn't look good one bit. I'm guessing the place where we need to start
this
are the engines.
Part people have trouble
but
with.
The ship still has
yep, there's the word. Thankfully I talked
here.
Over it.
Run. Quick. 118.00.
Basically what that was trying to tell me is that there's dark matter and I need to run before it all explodes, and that's what I'm doing. This is a part people have trouble with. Oh gosh. to my right.
You have died.
Oh, and I just died.
Restarting at last checkpoint.
Yeah, epic fail. But you see,
computer,
I'm not the only one who has
trouble
with this.
Report for Federation Colonizatio Vessel, Red Warp. Engines, inoperable. Gravity field Giratio system, disabled. Overall ship, 100.
Yeah, I interrupted
zero,
that.
Zero.
Oh, gosh. Right next to me. That was scary. Okay. Right to my right again. That was incredibly lame. Oh. Right next to me again. Oh, that is to the right, but it's echoey.
Oh, well, first, we should start repairing the ship's fuel lines. There is a spare batch of inactive dark matter rods in fuel storage. Before you refuel though, we need to tie the fuel lines together as a temporary measure to prevent them from bursting again. Take the cargo lift up to fuel management and I will explain
what
to do next.
Be quiet, 'cause I'm already taking the cargo lift.
There is a cargo lift here.
Yep.
There is a cargo lift here.
Here I am. Fuel management. Running through here. Okay, I went the wrong way. Running here until she says something. Which she will. It's gonna be about the tractor
beam. There is a cargo lift here.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure in training you heard about the tractor beam module, right? No.
Okay, I'm interrupting that because basically what I need to do is,
there is a cargo lift
run
here.
To the left, go through this door, and get this tractor beam module over here. And
tractor beam module. Okay. 165. Inventory menu.
Just going to the inventory.
Tractor beam module.
Selecting the tractor beam and clicking enter to put it into my stuff.
Tractor beam upgrade installed.
Now I'm running back to that room I was previously in.
Okay. Now, in order to use the tractor beam,
yes,
183.020.
And the reason why you hear numbers whenever I interrupt that is because I have pressed C to check my coordinates when I interrupt this voice like that. But basically, it just wanted to tell me to tractor this little fuel rod in with the tractor beam, and I do that by pressing shift, then typing T, and it's going now. Gotta put it in this little slot, and you'll hear.
Good.
There it is.
That's one. There are many more, though, to tractor into place. First, scout around this deck for any fuel rods you can find. Tractor them into place. There is a cargo lift here.
Oh, cargo lift. But I don't think I need to use that, do I? I hope I don't. There it is. Oh, good. A little bit past. There. That's two. It is.
280.020.
dropped them, and I gotta run to the next room, and it will give me further instruction, and also there will be, what is that? Oh, the jetpack module that I have to pick up.
HMM, this must be the place where the engine is. We should have enough of the dark matter rods to fuel us up and fly to a place where we aren't drifting through space aimlessly. Hit the console ahead to repair the fuel lines and fire the main engine.
Alright, so I'm getting the jetpack right here.
Jetpack module.
Then, gonna go repair the engines, or the fuel lines.
Repairing fuel lines.
And it will start the main engine too. Here goes.
Fuel lines repaired.
Good.
Now firing primary engine.
Okay, here comes a loud noise. Or maybe not. Yes. Wait, I'm wrong. There is. But
okay, engines are online and fully operational. Head up to the bridge and we can focus getting us out of this asteroid belt we are stuck in.
On my way to the bridge now.
Okay.
And coming up, hold on.
We have full power. I need you to fly the ship out of the...
Be quiet.
362-020.
Okay, so it just told me to go to the navigation station, which is the next room over, and we can get out of the asteroid belt. But basically, what this, hold on, this noise in the center of the screen, this computer-like noise, is a galactic terminal, or something. I think that's what it's called, but you can buy stuff from it. I don't know whether or not credits are fully functional and built in yet, but... Okay, I'm at the navigation station. Basically, here, you have to walk over to a certain coordinate to use it.
407-020.
I think that's 407. That's the X you have to go to. I'm gonna try that.
Okay,
yes.
Now remember.
And?
You use the arrows to control the ship.
I can't interrupt this one.
Left and right, steer left and right, up and down, control your speed. Keep us clear of the asteroids.
Alright, the idea for this one, or what you really want to do, is it's you want to stay left, so when it said to steer left and right, you want to go all the way left. Danny told me to do that. He said that's best idea. I'm not sure if he's changed it since then, but that is what he told me to do, is just stay to the left when you're in this, and that's what I'm doing. Alright. Passing them right now. Wow, this thing is really slow. Those little beeps are the asteroids.
Okay, that should do it. Get back to the bridge. We have more work to do.
Yeah, more work as in a nice little surprise. Are you guys ready for this?
Warning. This vessel has been boarded by alien forces. Shit, they're back. The human race is enemies. Here, take this. 350.
Oh crap. It's the enemies. The aliens. I'm shooting.
Exit gained.
Got it.
Good. While you were fighting for your life, I noticed the hydraulic systems of the ship were down. Head back down the cargo lift you took to get up here, and there will be an elevator to take you up to the hydraulics deck. The elevator is at 200.00.
Okay. Well, basically what happened there is that it said, like, the enemies or the aliens were coming, and so I had to keep going left, and it popped up right next to me, and that's when the scary music started playing, so I just started shooting, and whenever I started connecting, my bullets started connecting with the alien. You kind of heard the sloshy, squishy sound, or whatever it is, from my left. That meant that it got hit, and so I was just running right and shooting it until it died and the music stopped. The music won't pop up every time aliens appear, just that once. So I'm going to the cargo lift, and it's in this room, so as I walk, I'm just going to keep pressing enter.
There is a cargo lift here.
Or no, I don't really have to, because it announces it now. In previous versions of the beta, it didn't, so I'm not used to that.
There is a cargo lift here.
I wish it would tell you when there was an elevator, but...
198.00.
Okay, elevator, and I'm gonna press enter, and that's level 1 completed.
Level complete. Loading next level.
Here's level 2, which will have more enemies in it. In fact, I think there's gonna be some that are gonna pop up, like, right at the very beginning of the level. So, hope you're ready to commit some onage.
The hydraulic system appears to have blown the fuses that power it. I need you to get to hydraulic control to diagnose the exact problem. I will meet you there.
Alright. I think enemies are coming up. I may be wrong though, but they're in this level, definitely. Medkits. Oh, and I was injured.
65 health remaining.
Let's, use one of them?
Inventory, jetpack.
No, I'm not really sure how to use it. I'm not sure if he's implemented that in. I desperately wish he had. And if he has, I'm not sure about it. He could have, though. I just don't know how to use them.
Inventory, jetpack module.
Reminds me, I need to install the jetpack. There's a structure failure coming up.
Jetpack module installed.
Good.
Damn.
Yep. Speak of the structural
failure. Failure detected ahead. Use the jetpack module to fly over it. 80.00. 82.00. 84.00.
0. Okay, basically what I did was I took one step and then tried to use the jetpack.
Disengage.
And I did that until it worked. Like, I stepped right, tried to use it, didn't work, so I stepped right again, you know. And then it finally worked, and I'm over the structural failure. But not over the enemy. He was strong. Whoa. That took 12 shots to kill. Now, I'm not sure where we are right now.
Almost there. Just tractor the battery in and power on the computer once you reach the control room.
It's really quiet in here. I'm going to pull the battery over here, put it in, and now I'm going to the next room. Now we're in a hallway. Now we are in a room.
Okay. Access that console so we can have a look at the problem.
Right.
Scan of hydraulics system complete. Repair report. Generators offline, fuses need replacing and hydraulics circuit breaker needs resetting. HMM. The generators should be in the generator room. Problem is, you're going to need to cross the outside of the ship in order to get there. Head to the repair vehicle bay. It should have a spare space vehicle for you to use to fly to the other side of the 274-00.
I'm already in there, so yeah.
Okay, I found a space vehicle. Its life support systems aren't functioning at the moment, but you should be able to fly it over to hydraulics and get to work. There's a cargo lift at 280-276-00-278-0-280-00.
Okay, there's my cargo lift.
Okay, shuttle engines are online. Come aboard and we can get to work.
Now, I'm going to that shuttle, which is off to the left. Now press enter.
Okay, let's get going. In order to take off, find the autopilot flight beacon and taxi towards it. The beacon will point us on a direct course for liftoff.
And
rocket boosters look good. Keep traveling on this course until I let you know when a heading change is required. If the heading is 90 or 0, use A and D to adjust it. If it is 180 or 270, use S and W to adjust it. Let's get going.
Okay, I'm traveling.
20.
My speed 20. Is 20. And I'll be traveling here for a second. Oh. So, yeah, once we land, I'm not sure, I don't remember what'll happen. But I know in the generator room, that is going to be some pretty bad stuff. And even right before that, there are going to be some pretty bad stuff. But I'm not sure where that is because I haven't played this level in a while. So, dang, I wish you'd hurry up and tell me to land already, because it's pretty slow.
Jeez. Prepare for docking.
All right.
Slow speed down to 10, 15. 12, 11, 10.
There we go. Should dock any second. And it did. It docked 1 second after I said that. Six. 6 is all the way to the right. Let's get it. And the alarm, the little beeping sound in the background, has stopped. So we know they're all dead. Now here comes the generator room. Here in a few doors. I have to go through, like, we're in a hallway.
Looks like 3 generators need to be replaced. The replacements are in the generator room.
Alright. First one in, nothing will happen, but you'll see what happens when I replace the second and third ones especially. Okay, I gotta tractor them in. Okay, there's the first one. Here comes the second. Uh-oh. Here they are.
Any items in your inventory currently?
Hit the inventory key. Now.
Health restored by 10 units.
Hey.
Health restored by 10 units.
You have to press Q to use the medkit.
85
okay.
Health remaining.
Now, I'm restoring my health.
Health restored by 10 units.
Okay.
95 health remaining.
I've got 95 health, and the reason I did this is because I'm going to have to run left, and when I do this, an enemy or two is going to grab me. And I've got to run left until I get left of all the enemies, and then I need to start blasting their heads. Okay, so here comes this third generator that will generate enemies, apparently. There they are. There's one. Two.
Remaining. Okay. Health restored by 10 units.
20 health. 30. Wait, not 30. But that's the third enemy.
Okay, generators online and fully operational.
Yes, I did it.
Head into hydraulics control and activate the main generator. Health restored by 10 units.
Now I'm restoring
health,
my health, because...
Health restored by 10 units.
The reason is, you'll see, it's going to be a surprise. It was a surprise to me the first time. So I have
70 health.
70 health.
Health restored by 10
now
units.
Now 80. And I will need as much health as I can get, because after I replace this main generator, something is going to happen. That'll be a nice little scary surprise to both of us. I know that it's gonna happen, but it's gonna surprise me because I won't be expecting it because everything's gonna be quiet. So I'm going up the generator.
Primary generator now online. Okay. Backup generators disengaged. Great. Online and functional. Head to the tram station and take it to fuse control.
Alright, so I gotta head to the tram station. Here goes. Here goes the surprise. You ever put decorations on your walls? Well, apparently the aliens had the same idea, because sitting there on the wall was a tentacle that just reached out and grabbed me and took health away, and I had to press enter to shake it off. Now, here's my health.
38 health remaining.
Now, remember that it was 80 before that happened.
Damn it. It looks like the tram system was getting reassembled. Which means you will need to put it back together. I will meet you in tram control on this deck.
Okay. So tram control. Here I come. What's that?
Medkit.
Medkit. Okay, now I'm gonna restore some of my health. If I can, which I don't think I can.
38 health remaining.
Oh well. Wow. But yes, I will have to report that bug to Danny.
I just got a look at the tram system. There's 3 power cars missing, 1 fuel car that needs to be connected, and a data board that needs replacing. To start, we first need to replace the power cars. Head to the power car repair bay and use your tractor beam module to replace all of the broken power cars. There is a ladder here.
A ladder, okay. I need to go to the ladder.
There is a ladder here. There is a ladder. 38 health remaining.
Yeah, I didn't want to hear that again. Alright. Now I'm up the ladder and I'm going to the right. Here's the tram station.
Got it. The tram power car room is just up ahead. I will explain what needs doing once you get there.
Yeah, I'm shooting the enemies. I see.
Let's get paid. Okay. Use your tractor beam module on the broken power cars. Once health restored by 10 units.
Yeah. I know what to do. I need to tractor beam these cars. And once I move the broken one out of the way,
replacing damaged power car. Please wait. Power car replacement generated.
See, yeah, like once I
please
move the broken
tractor power car into proper position.
Out of the way. A fixed replacement will be generated, and I have to tractor it to the right place. Oh, I have to move it right. Lovely. That's going the entire...
467, 20, 30. 476, 20, 30. Inserting new power car. Please wait. Power car 1 online.
There's the next.
Replacing damaged power car. Please wait.
Okay.
Power car replacement generated. Please tractor power car into proper position. Inserting new power car. Please wait. 486, 20, 30.
Okay, and I'm getting the third broken car out of the way.
Replacing damaged power car. Please wait. Power car 488, 485, 20, 30.
Oh. Okay.
Inserting new power car. Please wait. All power cars operational. Please replace data board before continuing. Okay. Data board should be in the repair bay off of this room.
Which means I have to go to the next room and take another ladder down and then look for the data board. And there will be enemies that swarm me when I get the data board.
Tractor beam module required in order to open this door. There is a ladder here. There is a ladder here.
Okay. Now I'm looking for that tractor, or that data board. 8 health remaining. I'm going to die, folks.
Bring that data board back to the tram control room.
After I restore my health, maybe.
8 health remaining. Health restored by 10 units. Health restored by 10 units.
Okay.
There is a ladder here.
Now, time to go restore that data board. Or replace it.
There is a ladder here.
Funny how I've only died once during this game. Okay,
data board inserted. Please attach refueling car to tram assembly before initiating startup sequence. The fuel car should be back in the tram power car bay. If you tractor it into position, you might be able to use the loading lift to deliver it up to the tram assembly. There is a ladder here.
Here.
18 health remaining.
I have 18 health. Okay. Here we are with the console that I'm supposed to use.
Please wait. Unloading replacement fuel car. Fuel car replacement generated. Tractor beam module required for further transport. Loading new fuel car into tram assembly. Please wait. Tram system now fully operational. Please reboot tram control computer to refire all trams. Good. Come back down here and reuse the same console you did before to reboot the tram system. After that, we can resume restarting the hydraulics system.
I was already ahead of this little computer. Making that long journey again to go back down.
There is a ladder here. Tram control computer now online. All tram cars are online. Tram ready for departure to hydraulics management and fuse control.
Please board the tram. And I'm on. Going forth. Yep, there's another one of those galactic terminal things. I'm gonna see if I can buy a medkit.
Galactic order medkit. Medkit buffed.
Okay.
Health restored by 10 units. 28 health remaining.
Good. Structural failure.
Shit. Asteroid impact directly ahead. I'm reading heavy damage in your area, but containment and life support look stable. Looks like we didn't make it out of the asteroid belt quite yet. After you repair the fuses and reset the hydraulic circuit breaker, we have got to restart the ship's fusion drive and get out of this area of space. Jetpack disengaged. 78, 0, 20. Health remaining. Eight health remaining.
I'm thinking to die. Oh, jeez.
You have died.
Yep, I died.
Restarting at last checkpoint.
Those other enemies that make that weird noise when you kill them also like to
tram control computer now online.
Take away 10 health.
All tram cars are online.
So, yeah.
Reality gaming
tram
comments.
Ready for
.txt
departure to hydraulics management and fuse
comments.
Control.
Was updated.
Please board the tram.
Left baron. Link to view right baron.
I am very sorry about that. That was NVDA being very messed up, but it's just me taking the tram again. It put me back to that after I died. Wow. Stupid exploders. Galactic terminal system. Flying over it. I want them back to our little enemy friends.
Jetpack disengaged.
That's not the kind that takes away health.
Into the fuse generator. That should get it going.
Yeah. Now I only have 60?
40 health remaining.
40 health, okay. Okay, and you hear this little vibration to my right? That's what I need to drag that into the fuse. Tractoring it.
Station and take it to fusion drive control. We need to repair the fusion drive and get to a planet fast.
to the tram station. Although it's a different tram station, I guess. Console.
Level 2 complete.
Alright.
Loading next level.
After this finishes, I will press escape.
Okay. The huge exit.
Alright. I hope you enjoyed that podcast. Since DM is such a long game, I was not going to do all the levels today, but the second part of this will be recorded in episode 24, which is scheduled for next week. So I hope you guys enjoy, and if you are not already subscribed, to subscribe to my feed or check out previous episodes of the podcast, go to www.stephend.net/my-podcast, and there you will find all the episode listings plus the podcast feed URL that you can copy into your podcatcher or your web browser, whichever one. So until next time, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.